Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Antares Manager presentation. At this point, I'd like to thank the Antares Pharma management team for joining us today. I'd like to introduce the President and Chief Executive Officer, Eamon Hobbs. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your interest in Antares. I'd encourage you to review our safe harbor statement. Antares Pharma is a unique spec pharma company in that we combine a custom formulation capability with a captive device expertise to create a combination product that is significantly high performance. Our business model consists of three strategic legs, and we have ongoing programs in each leg that are proceeding in parallel. The three legs are proprietary products, complex generics, and alliance products. In our proprietary products, we have Otrexup, which is currently on the market, QuickShot Testosterone, which we released very compelling top-line data this morning from our phase III trial, QuickShot M, which is an undisclosed CNS product, Elestrin and Gelnique, which are legacy products, both gels. In complex generics, we have the sumatriptan pen, which is our first Antares-owned complex generic. And on the alliance side, we have multiple products in development. The most interesting from a 2015 catalyst perspective is an epinephrine pen in partnership with Teva. We have multiple proven device platforms, including our Vibex auto-injector, which is we utilize for our Otrexup product and our sumatriptan pen. QuickShot auto-injector, which we're utilizing for our QuickShot testosterone program. Needle-free injector pens and multi-dose pens. 15 is a very exciting time for Antares in that we have multiple catalysts that are presenting themselves, including QuickShot Testosterone, where we released our top-line data from our phase III trial this morning. Very compelling, very exciting, and we'll go through that later. Otrexup prescription growth. We launched Otrexup in February of 2014, and 2015 is shaping up to be a very exciting year for Otrexup. The Vibex platform epinephrine pen in partnership with Teva. We are currently shipping pre-launch quantities of the epinephrine pen to Teva, and we hope to see an approval and therapeutic equivalence AB rating decision by FDA this year. And sumatriptan pen approval in our complex generic area. We announced that we had received a good CLR from the agency in late January, and it contained primarily minor deficiencies associated with labeling. So we believe we can turn that around and would hope to see an approval for sumatriptan pen in 2015. Going through each of our strategic legs, starting with proprietary products, we have a number of proprietary products, Otrexup currently being marketed, QuickShot Testosterone in development, Vibex, sumatriptan on the complex generic side, QuickShot M, and legacy royalty products. Focusing on our currently marketed Otrexup, this is a methotrexate for injection once a week, very convenient product for patients with rheumatoid arthritis. It is a single-use disposable, very easy to use for the patients. It is a product that hides the needle from the patient and allows the patient to very efficiently dispense their own medicine at home. Methotrexate is one of the go-to drugs for rheumatologists and a cornerstone of their treatment of RA. And subcutaneous methotrexate delivered with an auto-injector, Otrexup, has demonstrated benefits in bioavailability, which we'll go through. Here is the clinical data that Antares developed that shows that the Otrexup, which is represented here in yellow, has a significantly higher bioavailability, especially in the higher doses of 20 and 25 milligrams. The efficacy of methotrexate is definitely reflected in the bioavailability, so the bio-better story of Otrexup is quite compelling. Our commercial launch, relative to other commercial launches in the rheumatoid arthritis space, the blue line represents Otrexup, and you can see we're in the middle of the pack on an absolute basis. But when we calibrate for sales force size and look at scripts per week per rep, we can see that the Otrexup launch is actually tracking better than other recent RA launches. The month-over-month TRX growth has been quite compelling. The flattening of the curve was commensurate with the introduction of a competitive product and heavily sampling on their part. And we expect to be able to demonstrate a positive slope, a return to a positive slope in 2015. Some of the plans that we are implementing to accomplish that are we converted our contract sales force to an Antares employee sales force. We started the Otrexup marketing with a contract sales force dedicated to Otrexup from quintiles. I have 25 territories. As of January 1st, we incorporated 19 of the 25, the best performing 19, and made them Antares employees. And we've increased the number of sales territories from 25 to 32. We have replaced the underperforming reps with proven performers. We also found in 2014 that one of the greatest obstacles we had to adoption was reimbursement access. So we've instituted an improved hub service to facilitate getting through the prior authorization process. We have also introduced a new starter kit to help patients get through the prior authorization process. And in 2014, managed care sat on the sidelines, and we were not able to close any contracts with managed care until the competitor entered the market and we both competed for the business. The good news is in 2015, we are beginning to secure those managed care contracts, and we are expecting to see a very positive impact of that in 2015. On the proprietary product side, QuickShot Testosterone is very exciting. Today is an especially exciting day in the clinical development program in that we released our top-line data. QuickShot Testosterone is a once-a-week subcutaneous testosterone replacement therapy development program. It is very quick and easy to use and provides patients with a fine needle, virtually painless administration that takes approximately 5 seconds once a week. In our development program, we announced excellent data this morning, and I would encourage you to review our press release that went through excellent PK values, very, very tight, very, very impressive lack of excursions outside of the desired range, and very high completion rate for the participants in our phase 3 trial. There was a lot of noise in 2014 about the testosterone replacement therapy marketplace, and in 2014, the FDA convened an advisory committee to review the data. And at the end of that process, we were encouraged that we still felt that our quickshot testosterone development program was still extraordinarily compelling, and that the issues associated with the marketplace would be long settled prior to our introduction. Delving a little deeper into the phase three clinical development program, approximately 150 men were enrolled. Patients meeting the eligibility criteria were assigned a starting dose of 75 milligrams once weekly for 6 weeks. There were blinded adjustments to that dose, titered up or down, based on at week seven, based on week six dose level. Efficacy of the QST and dose adjustment to regulate testosterone levels were evaluated after 12 weeks of treatment, and the patients were then followed for, or are then followed for, an additional 40 weeks. Can you advance that? Thank you. The data that we released this morning was extremely compelling and very encouraging, where we showed that in our primary analysis, protocol required outcomes of greater than 65% C average. Of the completers, we had 94.8%, which is well above 65%. And in the primary analysis, 87.3, et cetera, et cetera. We had no patients with higher than 1,500, which really bodes well for the product. Prior to seeing this data, we believe that quickshot testosterone offered a very compelling value proposition upon approval to the testosterone replacement therapy marketplace. After seeing this data, I believe that we have a best-in-class product by far, and upon approval, it should fare very, very well against all the competitive administration pathways. We are updating our QST program in that we received an advisory letter from the FDA on January 9th. To make a very long story short, the result of this was the patients, the FDA asked for a patient exposure database of at least 350 patients. 100 at 12 months exposure, 200 at 6 months exposure. And looking at our current development program, this equated to the need to add approximately 70 additional subjects to our development program to be followed for 6 months for safety data. So we are currently in discussions with the agency, dotting I's and crossing T's, and we'll hope to embark on an additional supplementary trial for the approximately 70 patients in the near future. Complex generic products. Vibex sumatriptan, and we had ANDA amendments for our first complex generic on the Vibex device platform, sumatriptan. Filed with the agency in the first half of 2014, and we received a good complete response letter from the agency in January that provided labeling revisions and cited a few minor deficiencies. So I'm very excited from this, not only from the perspective of this is a very compelling product opportunity, but also it validates our ability to develop our own complex generic products and bring them to market. We have a partnership on this particular product with Teva. They will be our distribution partner for our complex generic. It'll be labeled Antares. And we have a net profit split of 50-50 with Teva. Alliance products. The Alliance business at Antares was the longtime cornerstone of the business and still remains the lion's share of the revenues. The way our Alliance business works is it's a cost-plus business model where we, upon signing, get an upfront payment that we amortize over the contract term. And then during development, we receive cost-plus payments as the development program progresses. And then upon commercialization, we receive a supply agreement from the manufacturer of the devices, plus a royalty on net sales. So in short, the Alliance business is being a cost-plus type of business. More is more. And expanding this business is today a big part of our plans, and tomorrow a big part of our future. Some programs we have with our partner Teva. The epinephrine product, Teva filed their amendment with the FDA in December 2014. We receive margins on device sales and a high single-digit royalty on overall product sales. We are currently shipping devices to Teva, pre-launch quantities, and Teva has projected a 2015 launch pending FDA approval and an AB rating. The impact that the Teva epinephrine product can have to Antares is quite profound, in that you can imagine that a first entry complex generic against the Mylan EpiPen is a potentially a very, very large product for Teva, and on a relative scale, it's equally very, very important, if not far more important for Antares. So we are extremely excited about the prospects of this product this year and following years. In addition to the epinephrine project, we have a exenatide, Pen 2. Teva filed their ANDA in October 2014. AstraZeneca and Amylin filed a Paragraph 4 lawsuit, making it public, and we receive a margin on supply agreement in single-digit to escalating to mid-teen royalty on overall product sales. And then we have another project we call Pen 1 that's in development. Additional partnerships, we have an undisclosed branded over-the-counter gel product with Pfizer that's currently in Phase 3 clinical development. And we receive a development and sales-based milestones on royalties and royalties on the product for the first 3 years of launch, after launch. And we have an undisclosed partnership that's associated with life cycle management for a project announced in Q3 that's currently in development. So in summary, we believe that Antares presents a very compelling investment opportunities with numerous 2015 potential catalysts, including QuickShot testosterone, Otrexa prescription growth, Vibex epinephrine pen in partnership with Teva, and the sumatriptan pen approval. Thank you very much. Questions? Great. Well, thanks again.